Ryan Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Maine's Governor Janet Mills is responding to last night's mass shooting in Lewiston, where 18 people were killed.
This city did not deserve this terrible assault on its citizens, on its peace of mind, on its sense of security.
The shooter is still on the run. A man who killed the judge who presided over his divorce and custody battle was found dead today in Maryland. Washington County Sheriff Brian Albert.
Everybody should feel a little bit better tonight.
And we are learning more details of a tentative agreement from the United Auto Workers Union, which made a deal with Ford. WWJ reporter Andre Gutierrez.
They will be changing the progression of how long it takes for a worker to get to top pay. So it used to be 8 years under this new agreement. It would fall down to 3 years.
Workers also get a 25% pay raise as part of this agreement. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. All of Wisconsin's Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives are praising new Speaker Mike Johnson. Scott Fitzgerald calls Johnson an honest congressman with strong conservative values. Meanwhile, Democrat Mark Pocan says Johnson works against gay rights and reproductive rights.
Well, I can tell you he's definitely going to fit the mainstream of MAGA America.
That's Pocan speaking with Civic Media's Devil's Advocate Show. The University of Wisconsin in Platteville says staffing cuts will save the campus about $9 million. UWP announced yesterday it's cutting its workforce by 111. Oshkosh, Green Bay, and Parkside are also laying people off. Richland Center, Fond du Lac, and West Bend are closing. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The prosecution in the Pewaukee eyedrop homicide trial is aiming to prove that the scene was staged. A detective testifying in the Jesse Kozurski trial in Waukesha County testified yesterday that it initially appeared to be a suicide. The medical examiner later ruled the woman's death a homicide due to a fatal amount of Visine's eye drops leading ingredient. The defense has suggested suicide, but the medical examiner has denied any evidence of suicidal ideation, severe depression, or terminal illness. Kurzewski is facing charges of first-degree intentional homicide and theft. It was a diesel spill that had the Marquette interchange clogged this morning. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office says the northbound lanes were closed on 43 after a semi jackknifed at the Michigan Street off-ramp. The driver carrying that gas rig is expected to be okay. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Bucks are back tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the season opener. The Bucks host the Philadelphia 76ers tonight at Fiserv Forum, downtown Milwaukee. Tip-off time at 6:30. Philadelphia will be without James Harden. Although he rejoined the team yesterday, he did not make the trip to Milwaukee. NFL, the Packers injury list getting long. Matt LaFleur.
So Aaron Jones, Josh Myers, Luke Musgrave, Darnell Savage, and Eric Stokes did not practice. Then limited were Jair Alexander, Drake Campbell, Elton Jenkins, Yosh, and Devontae Wyatt.
The Packers host the Vikings on Sunday. College football, the Badgers have their hands full Saturday night when they host Ohio State at Camp Randall, kickoff at 6:30. Why is Ohio State ranked number third in the nation? Luke Fickell.
You see the complete team be able to play together, offense, defense, and special teams, regardless of if they got a first-round draft pick quarterback right now and they're scoring 55 points a game. It's ultimately about winning. You can see it whether it's you watch the offense or the defense or even the special teams.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise cloudy. Lows around 61. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered storms tomorrow, 65. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Another day in paradise, back to normal here in America. Nothing to see, just another mass shooting. But here in D.C., where I find myself today, and I'm broadcasting today, Dom, from the Capitol Hill Royal Sonesta Hotel. I've really enjoyed the stay here. Quite nice. But, Dom, I walked around D.C. like a tourist today, took myself back on the Capitol Hill, the very same complex that was shut down yesterday. You'd have thought they elected a pope yesterday, Dom. And they wouldn't let me back on campus, as I'm sure I complained about on yesterday's big show. And thank you to Congressman Mark Pocan, my friend, our friend, my congressman, was able to go to Mark's office and get immediate reaction after the election of a new House Speaker, MAGA Mike Johnson. And so appreciated that. But the walk back was extended down by several thousand steps because I had to go back all the way around the Capitol Hill complex. And today on Crudy's little walking tour, because I'd hate to get behind in my steps, Dom. I was over 30,000 before I got out of bed this morning over the last 2 days. So today I'm trying to be a tourist, get my steps in. I went walking up in the Capitol complex today. I was able to stand on the very stairs where yesterday they rolled out the number two to the presidency. MAGA Mike.
Did you smell the sulfur?
No, but it still smells like corruption over by the U.S. Supreme Court. My wife doesn't like the smell over there. I walked by again. Same smell, same corruption. I think it's Clarence Thomas. Today I walked all the way up to the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court as well, Dom. And, I enjoyed my day. Let me point out one other thing. Very aggressive squirrels here in D.C. They have no natural predators. I was sitting on a park. I'm sitting on the Capitol grounds just chilling, just hanging out like I saw U.S. Senator John Fetterman doing the other day. And so I plopped down. I'm chilling, man. These squirrels, you better feed them. They're aggressive. They'll come right up and start chewing your kneecaps. So anyways, a little note about the wildlife. But I walked right up to the Capitol steps. No one stopped me. Yesterday, no go. And today, Dom, I can confirm, and I've got a very good source on this, and she'll be joining us in the 5 o'clock happy hour, advocate for caregivers, Liza Hellenbrand, or as I like to think of her, Mrs. Crudy. And Mrs. Crudy was on the Hill today doing her advocacy work for these caregivers. It is a national caregiver convention going on. That's why we're at the Royal Sonesta. Technically, I'm Mrs. Crudy's plus one here this week, Dom. But Mrs. Crudy made two big finds that I can now share with the audience. One, Derek Van Orden has returned from the Middle East. She had a meeting with his staff today. She can confirm the boss's suitcase was in the office. Derek Van Orden's back in D.C. Thank goodness.
Oh, goodness. Representing the fine folks in the third.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. No more reliable in my household. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer at 10:30 in the morning. D.C. time on a Thursday.
D.C. tell us 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
That is relatively early. I would concur with you, Dom. And Mrs. Crudy passed on it. Maybe if it had been a Corona or something, she'd have taken him up on it. But here's the problem. Miller Lite, a watered-down version of your regular Miller product, and that's a Molson Coors product. I'm not even clear that that's a Wisconsin product, Dom. Why is this man, this supposed Wisconsinite, why is Derek Van Orden offering my wife Miller Lite? I'm a little offended. If not for
So if you would have offered her perhaps a Wisconsin-made, New Glarus, Wisconsin Spotted Cow at 9:30 or 10:30 in the morning, would you have been okay with that?
Slightly less offended. Yeah. What about something from the third CD? The guy represents Western Wisconsin, right? You can't find a lacrosse beer, Dom. You can't bring her or offer her an old style.
I mean, sure.
A LaCroix water?
I mean, come on. Come on. Really? That's it? I'd be more concerned because you put a picture of the beer fridge up on the Devil's Advocate's Facebook page. And if you haven't checked it out, I don't know why you wouldn't. But I looked at that photo, Crudy. It looks to me like there's ice all over that fridge. They need to clear that thing out, unplug it, thaw it out, clean it up. That thing's been working overtime.
What is in Derek Van Orden's beer fridge? Well, as I counted, Tom, 15 Molson Coors products, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light. You know how the right took offense to the whole Bud Light thing for a while.
Well, at least for a minute they did.
There are two blocks of cheese still on the wrapper. No one's cut those cheese. I think there are charcuterie boards on top of the fridge. Now, like they're often, you know, they bring out the board and they cut up some cheese, maybe for constituents or lobbyists. But, Dom, the entire beer fridge is full of ice. This is no Wisconsin beer fridge. And, well, actually, I've seen a few in the garage like this, but never in a business office. And the stickers, Dom. No barley, no beer. God's children are not for sale. I'm sure you noticed that one on the beer fridge. U.S. Capitol Police, I thought he was on the other side of those guys.
You know, he's got a sticker. He's very proud of the way that those U.S. Capitol Police defended the Capitol against all of Van Orden's friends.
Well, he's got a sticker on there that says, I heart trucks. Didn't the former president, wasn't he a big fan of trucks? Remember when he sat up in the big rig and he honked the horn? And
Very powerful, very strong.
I'm not sure if that's in support of Donald Trump or if, you know, Van Orden has his own affinity for trucks, Dom. But certainly he likes him some barley. And down here at the bottom of the fridge, it says, if you object to logging, try using plastic toilet paper. Couldn't they use hemp toilet paper and not destroy all the forest? I mean, hemp. Get more pulp per hectare from hemp, Dom.
You know, Cousin Joe was just in visiting Japan with his wife, and I remember a South Park episode where they talk about the very fine toilets in Japan that do the air and the water. They clean you all up. You don't even need paper, man.
Hey, they do in Derek Van Orden's office. You eat that much cheese and drink that much
beer. Drink that much beer. You know
what I mean? You're going to need some two-ply, Tom. That's all I'm saying. So I can confirm that Derek Van Orden is back here stateside.
Oh, good. And, I feel so much safer now.
Don't you, though? Don't you? He was the only person in Congress not to, well, let me correct my statement, Dom.
He was the only Republican in Congress that didn't vote for MAGA Mike Johnson, right? A headline over at the Badger Report. I'd like to throw this one out there for your consideration quickly. Every House Republican, except for one from Wisconsin, voted yes for the new speaker. But Rep. Derek Van Orden of Western Wisconsin did not vote, as he was in Israel on a fact-finding trip. Peter Cameron reporting, after more than 3 weeks, the United States of America has a speaker of the U.S. House. I feel so much better, Dom. Multiple GOP candidates failed to receive a majority of House votes in the past few weeks. We've told you all about that. But a unanimous vote from congressional Republicans yesterday installed Rep. Mike Johnson of Louisiana as speaker. The powerful position is second in line to the presidency behind Kamala Harris, the VP, right, Dom? And Johnson is a socially conservative attorney who played a leading role in the congressional efforts to overturn the 2020 election. We'll talk more about that, I suspect. The Republican slim 9-seat majority in the 435-member House made nearly all of their votes essential, as Democrats repeatedly backed their minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries, their right to do so. A customary move from the party in the minority, three Democrats did not vote, but Rep. Derek Van Orden, a Republican from Prairie du Chien in western Wisconsin, was the only Republican, Dom, not to vote. He has been in Israel for several days on a fact-finding trip. It's apparently a self-assigned mission. Van Orden's press secretary did not respond to emailed questions. I didn't get any press from the secretary, Dom, but I can confirm the old man's back, and he's got beer in the fridge.
Here's what he said before taking the trip. As a retired Navy SEAL and combat medic, I am uniquely qualified to objectively ascertain the ground truth and bring that information back to Congress, where I can hopefully increase a sense of urgency for my colleagues of both parties to put aside their petty personal and significant political differences and act in the best interest of America and our beleaguered allies. Presumably yesterday from Israel, Van Orden tweeted, quote, Mike Johnson is an outstanding man and will make a fantastic speaker. Eight congressional Republicans from Wisconsin voted yay for the speaker candidate in all previous votes, including to retain former Speaker Kevin McCarthy and twice for Reps Jim Jordan, a graduate of UW University of Wisconsin, to take the top spot. The remaining seven Wisconsin Republicans all voted for Johnson. The two Wisconsin Democratic reps, Gwen Moore from Milwaukee, of course, our buddy Mark Pocan from Madison as well, joined the rest of their party to vote for their minority leader in all four speaker elections this month. Derek Van Orden, very, very, very proud, very happy Mike Johnson is now the new Speaker of the House, but he didn't do his constituents any favors by not voting for him, right? Is that what we're supposed to do? We're supposed to have that sense of urgency, Congressman, Representative Van Orden? Are you supposed to represent the third? Just saying.
Well, yesterday, Tom, yesterday there was tension on the Capitol Hill. And there was the election of a new speaker. But today, everything is marvelous. They're getting back to not doing the people's will up there on Capitol Hill, Dom. And Derek Van Orden has returned from the Middle East safely, offering bad Molson Coors products to constituents coming in to advocate for legislative positions.
At 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Have a cold Miller Lite at 10:30 in the morning, Mrs. Crudy. You're welcome. Crudy does DC Devils Advocates Radio Show. And Dom, the tip-off of the Milwaukee Bucks season. We got our sports reporter, Mike Clements, in the Happier Happy Hour. We got Mrs. Crudy, my wife, with news from the Hill. She was on the Hill advocating today. She'll join us at 5:30. But you can join us right now, 544-967-2789.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
It's rivalry week as Carroll University football travels to Kenosha to play the Firebirds of Carthage for the old Musket Trophy this Saturday, October 28th. The Pioneers earned the Musket the last 2 years with a win could bring it home to Waukesha for the third year in a row. Catch all of the action live with Don and Johnny. Pre-game at 12:30, kickoff at 1. Carroll at Carthage for one of the oldest rivalries this Saturday on The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Shaw, WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
I said something very similar to that going to break, didn't I? I think I threw a 844-967-2789.
Is that a niner? Did you throw a niner in there, Crudy?
You know, it's because I've been mostly reading the text lines of late, Dom. You're managing the phones today because I'm traveling. I'm here in D.C. But you keep them straight. You give them the right number, and I'll try not to confuse them too much. You are a fair audience. You know, don't believe exactly what I say. I'm right 63% of the time with our own phone number. 844-967-2789. I'm pretty sure. That's our phone number. Join us.
Good job.
Join us if you choose. But Dom, our friend Bruce Murphy over at the Urban Milwaukee Online Daily saw a little piece from him, and I thought we should consider sharing it with the audience. What do you say, buddy?
Let's do it, man. I'll jump in here. You want me to go first, Crudy?
Yeah, go first, fella. You go first.
All right. Urban Milwaukee, Bruce Murphy. The title, of course, this is why Crudy found it so intriguing. Republican bullying isn't working. Tactic is backfiring as Democrats and public officials resist. Yes, resist. Resistance radio, baby. The bullying by Wisconsin Republicans began 6 months before Democrat Tony Evers was first elected governor and Josh Call elected attorney general in November of 2018. The all-powerful GOP troika of then Scott Walker, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, no, a congressman, plotted to create a 141-page legislative package to undercut the power of the governor and attorney general. Of course they did. Voss and Fitzgerald began planning their scheme in reaction to special legislative elections won by Democrats in the prior year, followed by the decisive victory of moderate liberal Rebecca Dallet in the 2018 spring election for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. These were clear signs that a blue wave was coming, and Walker himself warned. The strategy by the Republicans was simple. If you can't win the elections, fix the system. And so they passed the infamous lame duck laws after Evers won office, but before Walker stepped down. It was the ultimate act of revenge. Since he couldn't beat Evers fair and square in an election, Walker would sign into law new constraints designed to make governing more difficult. Evers and Call have been forced to operate with limitations no governor or attorney general of either party had faced, with power shifted to the gerrymandered GOP legislature. But the reaction of both was to fight the Republicans and accomplish all they could, building a record that got them both reelected. And Democrats have continued to win most statewide races in Wisconsin since then. But that hasn't stopped the Republican bullying. For Evers' entire first term, the Republican-led Senate refused to approve most of the governor's cabinet appointees, leaving them dangling in a position where they could be thrown out of office at any time. The idea was to intimidate cabinet members and leave them making policy fearfully. They want to be fearful. They want to make it harder to govern, Crudy. In the case of Evers, Agriculture Secretary Brad Paff, who dared to disagree with them on policy, Senate Republicans removed him by voting not to confirm. But Paff came back to haunt Republicans, running successfully in 2020 for a Senate seat in Western Wisconsin against Dan Kopenke. Oh, man, I forgot that name. In a rematch of a 2004 race, Paff had lost. Ironically, Paff now serves on the Senate Agricultural Committee. Meanwhile, Evers simply appointed a new secretary, Randy Romanski, and his administration continued as before.
Evers' appointees to public boards were treated even more shabbily, Dom. All told, 180 appointees by the governor were not approved during his first term. Republicans also conspired with Walker appointees to stay past the end of their term and thereby prevent either appointees from serving. An infamous example was Fred Prien, and we've talked about him quite a bit, right, Dom?
Yeah.
Who refused for nearly 20 months to step down as the Natural Resources Board that oversees the state DNR. And during this time, Kalb filed a suit seeking to force Prien off the board, but the Wisconsin Supreme Court, then dominated by a conservative majority, ruled the political appointees don't have to leave their post until the Senate confirms their successors. That was a great ruling. Not. The temporary victory, too, came back to haunt the Republicans when they tried to make changes in the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Angry about losing the 2020 presidential and other races, Republicans have blamed the WEC, though it also oversaw the 2020 electoral victory of U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. And so Republicans have made false charges against the WEC, a body they created, and its administrator, Megan Wolf, whose appointment they unanimously approved in 2019. For that matter, Wolf can't make any decisions unless they're approved by a majority of the WEC board, which includes three Republicans and three Democratic nominees or appointees. My bad. Now, Dom, Wolf's term was expiring, but Democrats on the WEC board did not vote to reappoint her, leaving the seat open with no other appointee, meaning she could continue to serve as Prien had. But Senate Republicans demanded that Wolf resign. She refused. They demanded she appear before them. She declined. They threatened to impeach her for alleged corruption, air quotes, doing all they could to sully her reputation. And Wolf kept her cool. Finally, they voted not to confirm her under the pretense that a tied vote at the WEC board, whether to reappoint her, somehow meant she had been reappointed. Kalb filed suit against the action, and the Republicans in court of law were forced to tell the truth, Dom, and admit that Wolf was serving lawfully, and their vote to not confirm her was symbolic.
Symbolic.
All those attempts to bully Wolf and blacken her reputation, and she simply called their bluff repeatedly. Wolf looked heroic, and Senate Republicans looked pretty small. But just the most famous example of Republican bullying was against the newly elected Wisconsin State Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz, who has repeatedly warned she had better recuse herself from the case involving legislative redistricting, which could end the egregious Republican gerrymander in a place since 2011. Led by Voss, Republicans tried all sorts of legal trickery and repeatedly threatened to impeach Protasiewicz if she dared rule in the case. But Dom, she released a 47-page opinion explaining why she wouldn't recuse. Meanwhile, State Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler raised $4 million, canvassed neighborhoods, put out an ad campaign, and focused media to protest the Republican threat of impeachment. Considering past polls showing 72% of state residents want a nonpartisan commission to draw the legislative and congressional district maps instead of elected officials, and that Protasiewicz has been elected by an 11-point margin, Wickler knew he had a popular opinion behind him. Yeah, very popular. I'm going to bring this one to conclusion now while there's time. You could add this to a litany of the Republicans' alleged investigation of voter fraud, Michael Gableman, that did no investigating and found no fraud but cost the taxpayers $2.5 million. This turned into a political circus, but along the way, Gableman insulted and threatened local election officials in a truly ugly fashion. And yet, two did not back down. Even Voss seemed appalled. It's an ego, It's a go-old lesson learned on the playground. When challenged, the bully will back down, and the challenger will look like a hero. Not a bad position for Democrats heading into the next elections. Come back, more Devil's Advocates.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Yeah.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Weather experts say climate change is making October nights in the Midwest feel warmer more often than not. A new analysis from the nonprofit Climate Central says fall evening temperatures in the U.S. have warmed by nearly 2 degrees on average since 1970. In Madison and Milwaukee, it's closer to 4 degrees. Scientists say mosquitoes are thriving and people with respiratory issues like asthma are suffering. The Wisconsin Ethics Commission today is considering tighter rules on anonymous campaign donations. The commission is asking staff to propose new policies on anonymous contributions. It's deciding what campaigns have to do with anonymous contributions higher than $10. Those are supposed to be donated to charity, but some campaigns have interpreted that to mean only the amount above $10. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Harley-Davidson recently reported a 16% decline in motorcycle sales. The Milwaukee Business Journal also reports a 22% decrease in net income for the latest quarter for the company. It's reported that overall revenue for the quarter ending September 30th was 6% lower than the same quarter last year. Harley-Davidson's CEO attributed the sales decline to a challenging market and consumer environment. The Wauwatosa School District is contemplating the potential closure of Jefferson and/or Washington Elementary School due to budget concerns and rising building costs. Leaders say the discussions are in their early stages, and the superintendent is stressing that no decisions have been made about closures as of yet. The district is exploring various options, including a ballot referendum to address a $9 million budget shortfall for the 24-25 school year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
The Bucks are back tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the season opener. The Bucks host the Philadelphia 76ers tonight at Fiserv Forum, downtown Milwaukee. Tip-off time at 6:30. Philadelphia will be without James Harden. Although he rejoined the team yesterday, he did not make the trip to Milwaukee. NFL, the Packers injury list getting long. Matt LaFleur.
So Aaron Jones, Josh Myers, Luke Musgrave, Darnell Savage, and Eric Stokes did not practice. Then limited were Jair Alexander, Drake Campbell, Elton Jenkins, Yosh, and Devontae Wyatt.
The Packers host the Vikings on Sunday. College football, the Badgers have their hands full Saturday night when they host Ohio State at Camp Randall, kickoff at 6:30. Why is Ohio State ranked number 3rd in the nation? Luke Fickle.
You see the complete team be able to play together, offense, defense, and special teams, regardless of if they got a first-round draft pick quarterback right now and they're scoring 55 points a game. It's ultimately about winning. You can see it whether it's you watch the offense with the defense or even the special teams.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise cloudy. Lows around 61. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered storms tomorrow, 65. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a minute?
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. Crudy on the road. Do it, DC. Dom, wish you were with me, but Mrs. Crudy makes a better traveling companion at least this time. I prefer her snuggles at the end of the day.
Yeah, you say that now.
Liza Helen Brand, who is a national advocate for caregivers, will join us at 5:30 today. Reportedly, she is Mrs. Crudy. And she's got some stories from the Hill today, Dom, so we'll look forward to that. Also, the Bucks tipping off tonight in 6 Civic Media markets. So some of you will be hearing some Milwaukee Bucks in the latter half of this show, or at least some Bucks pregame, or whatever it kicks in, Dom. I believe tip-off about 6:30 tonight. We've got our sports reporter, Mike Clemens, and he's going to go get some sound. The new head coach, Griff, I think they call him. Griffith, his name, but Griff is what they're calling him. He's going to do a little pregame press conference, and Mike was hurrying over there when we last spoke. So he's going to join us about 5:20 Central Time and give us a little update. Hopefully something about the big contract signed by Giannis, man. He's got to be a happy camper. 3 years, $186 million? Would you like to adopt me, Giannis? I would be your, right. I would be your adopted son.
Oh, it's great. It's going to be a good run. Hope everybody stays healthy. Should be a lot of fun.
So, Dom, I understand we got some callers. People
let's get to it.
Always like to be a part.
4-4-9-6-7-2-7-8-9-8-4-4-9-6 party. Ross from Middleton, you're up first. Welcome, Ross. What do you got for us?
Hey, Ross.
Hey, guys. So, talking about my congressman from the 3rd District, Derek Van Orden, the SEAL combat medic, I guess that makes him qualified to understand what's going on in Israel more than you and I. He was on Fox News sort of justifying his trip over there, and it was really an unusual interview. He met with one of the Israeli a member of a person whose family member had died, and they're just sort of standing there. And I'm asking myself, what consolation is Derek Van Orden providing for this guy who just lost a child? He talked in the interview. Derek Van Orden talked about a kid being decapitated, and I'm thinking, what is this weird morbid? It seems to me like there's something driving him. He has what I think a morbid curiosity. He flies over to Israel, sort of like acting as if he represents something that somebody else can't, that we couldn't else get from the news. I could watch and read the newspaper, watch the news, and have gotten a clearer understanding of what was happening versus whatever he had did. And I had this suspicion that Derek Van Orden has a religion. I don't know if I'm right on this, and I'll get other people's ideas, but I think there's a group of Christians in this country that are like what I call Old Testament Christians, and they are so obsessed with Israel, and I just think Derek Van Orden falls into that lot. It was just really
okay.
Weird.
Here's the real question, Ross. Trying to serve my wife a Miller Lite at 10:30 this morning. How objectionable is that?
It's just like he's out of touch. He's like it's like he's, I get it. Some people might want to drink a beer in the middle of the day, but is that his way as a Christian? Is that his way of making people feel comfortable? Like here, pop a Miller Lite or whatever. It's just it's something about him is just a little bit off.
Well, I don't disagree with that assessment, sir.
The religion thing, that's entirely possible. I mean, look at the new Speaker of the House. Perhaps we'll get into some of those stories. More and more is coming out. That's a thing. Is he representing his constituency being over there? I mean, I don't think so. Let's not forget, Ross, also, Van Orden went off on the intelligence briefing. The Biden folks who gave him a briefing, he was all in their face about it. I mean, he embarrassed everybody in the room. For some reason, didn't like what he was hearing. So what? Had to go do his own investigation? Going to go find the real killers? I mean, they're professionals. We spend lots of tax dollars to get professional advice and information from our intelligence agencies. What you're going to go crack the case, Van Orden? I mean, what a monumental waste of time. Thanks for the call, Ross.
But he's a Navy SEAL.
9-6-7-2-7-8-9. And... I mean, you know, what is, how does that qualify?
Combat medic?
Okay. Is he treating people? I mean, no, but he's not a journalist. He's not an investigative reporter. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so to Ross's point, if you're over there just, you know, describing what's happening in these terrible terms in front of the victim's family, I mean, I don't know how that solves anything other than, you know, providing that information to your constituents, I guess. But that information is already out there, Derek Van Orden. You don't need to be the one to provide it to them, and you're not trained in that. You're not a very good communicator. Can we agree on that? Derek Van Orden is not a great communicator. He should not be over there talking about what's going on in the way that he does, because he doesn't have the empathy to deal with it, in my opinion, based on what Ross said. 844-967-2789. You got something, Crudy?
Well, no. You know, okay. But you accusing someone else of being a bad communicator, I'm just going to make mental note.
I'm pretty sure you know exactly where I'm at all times.
I do. I know exactly where you're at, because
I communicate so effectively. There's no room for question when I'm done communicating.
I know exactly how you feel about nearly every human being, and it's pretty much the F that guy. That's the attitude you take universally. All our fellow human beings of the Van Orden sort.
That's not all at all the case, but sometimes, yes, sometimes. Not our buddy Andrew from Detroit Motown. Welcome, Andrew. What do you got for us today?
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, Devils. Rather than calling him Congressman Van Orden, maybe it's Internet Video Travel Guy Van Orden, or maybe Pilgrim Van Orden. Or I agree with Ross. This is all about religion. This conservative party, following the evangelicals, they are worried about the Israelis building the temple for Christ's return. They don't care about the Jews. It's all about Christ's return. So they have to heaven.
Is that why we moved the embassy to Jerusalem? Trump did. He seemed like that was a really important thing, but my understanding is it was a destabilizing action in the region, Andrew.
It certainly was, but then again, it appeased the religious zealots that insist that the Israelis have to build that temple for Christ to return. So, you know, he does everything for the evangelicals because they support him no matter what. How do they support his lifestyle? It's disgusting. They are so anti-religious, it's not funny. So I don't know. Thanks. Have a good day.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. You know, I kind of stayed away once I became aware of my stance on religion. I don't get into the weeds on it. And I know some people are very articulate about how it all is and what it all means. But to me, it seems like arguing and discussing the finer points of fiction. You know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense. Now, we want to talk about tribes and a cultural thing. Sure. Those in history. Absolutely. But really, you know, that stuff, I don't buy any of that, so it seems like just a monumental waste of time. So, but thank you for the edification. I guess I should have paid more attention in church. 844-967-2789. Cam from
Nina. You are.
Hey guys,
Dom is the. May I just say, Dom is the personification of ye of little faith.
Yes. I have faith in humanity sometimes. Hey, Cam, what do you got?
Hey, man.
So, like, with the middle, sending him over to talk with these people when he's not qualified, I almost would want CJ to go instead.
Oh, slow down. Slow down.
Because at least
nobody wants CJ acting as an ambassador for the American people.
I kind of agree with you, Cam. I mean, at least CJ doesn't drop the F-bombs on the teenagers. You know, I mean, CJ has a better mentality than Derek Van Orden does.
That's a good point. That's a good point. And to CJ's credit, he probably has better beer.
Yes. Yes, and he'll buy him occasionally, Cam.
What would have been a more appropriate beer choice for Congressman Derek Van Orden's staff to offer constituents at 10:30 on a Thursday morning?
You know, here's my question. And I'm not judging. I'm not going to judge. I'm not going to judge, man. People do what you got. But it seems to me that that's like work. Like, that's kind of the workplace, right? And okay, you want to. But if you're offering that, because if I were to take it, I mean, I would drink alone, man. You know, yeah, I'll pop one. You want to have one with me, Congressman? Pop, pop. Now we're drinking, both of us drinking at 10:30 tomorrow. Is that what you expect out of your congressman? To be cracking beers and 10:30 in the morning with randoms? I just don't know that that's exactly how I would want to be represented. And I'm a guy that likes to drink a few beers. 844-967-2789. Jeannie from Eau Claire. Welcome, Jeannie. What do you got for us?
That's my guy, too, unfortunately. And I really think he needs a psychological evaluation. Yeah. I mean, he has delusions of grandeur. He takes every opportunity he can to get in front of the camera. He has a short fuse. He goes after kids. It's discouraging, and I hope people in my area get out and vote that guy out because he's a scary guy. I mean, he's so impulsive. He does things on a whim. I mean, and then he utilizes his background to go over there like he knows it all about Israel when they're trying to work getting the hostages back. There's something wrong with him, definitely. He's not normal, so thank you guys for covering it. And you look great in Washington. That's just great, Crudy. I'm watching you on YouTube. This is exciting. Have a great time there. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jenny. Appreciate it. I mean, hell, Dennis Rodman went over to North Korea, right? I mean, certainly Van Orden go to Israel, I guess.
I look good wherever I'm at, GD, just for the record.
844-967-2789. I think we need to get into some of the religious stuff of this new mega Mike Johnson, but we'll take Mark's call first. 844-967-2789. Mark, welcome. What do you got for us?
Yeah, well, Derek Van Odwin is just a real piece of work, and that's
I like that, Mark. You've been working on that one.
No, I didn't coin that one, but I heard that someplace, and you know, it kind of fits with Derek Van Odwin. And for these religious guys don't seem to recognize the fact that if they showed up in the early 18th century in merry old New England, they'd likely get hung for their religious, you know, empire, you know, that they'd be considered heretics. I mean, that's the reason we have a separation of church and state in this country. I mean, as far as the temple being rebuilt in Jerusalem, I was always, and I, you know, was baptized Catholic, not raised very Catholic, but the interpretation I have heard someplace is the temple was not a building itself; it was Christ Himself that was the temple, rather than some building, because the building is of man, and that Jesus was the one that's supposed to be all. They think we're all supposed to be centered on. Well, how about Jesus' compassion and his tenderness toward his fellow man? That he, you know, that a good amount of the gospel is about, rather than this gospel of prosperity that seems to have infiltrated, you know, a good deal of the church.
Well, you only say that because God doesn't love you enough because you're not rich. If you were rich, you would say that in the Calvinist way is predetermination. God loves me most. See how he's blessed me with my wealth and my private jets. I saw a Facebook picture just moments ago, Dom, the new House Speaker, Magamite Johnson, leading prayer, kneel down prayers on the House floor today.
What? He took a knee?
He took a knee on the House floor.
Oh, right? No, he took a knee. Now what? Are Republicans going to be okay with that?
Well, of course.
I thought they didn't like it when Colin Kaepernick took a knee.
You can only take a knee to Jesus, Dom.
Oh.
Or whatever it is they're praying to there.
Here's folks, the daily.com headline. We'll get to this on the other side. Were there baby dinosaurs on Noah's Ark? New House Speaker Mike Johnson worked for an organization that pushes extreme creationist claims.
We'll I can't
right
wait till
844-967-2789.
This is the Shaw WAUK.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Shaw, WAUK.
It's at 844-967-2789. Now, this is a song I like. Thank you.
Do you think Speaker MAGA Mike Johnson, do you think he watched a few too many of the Hanna-Barbera cartoons growing up, Dom? Do you think he took
possible.
The Flintstones literally?
Well, I mean, they take the Bible literally, so why would you take a cartoon literally? I got this one here. Thank you, Nate, for digging this up. You know, as we wrapping up the show yesterday, it kind of came out like, hey, man, is this guy like one of those the Earth is 6,000-year-old kind of guys? I'm like, well, come on, you got to be kidding me. Really? Perhaps. Here's the reporting at thedaily.com. The Louisiana Republican is an ardent 2020 election conspiracy theorist. Pardon me. Playing a key role in the failed amicus brief attempting to get the Supreme Court to overturn the results in multiple swing states. He also supports a federal abortion ban, the criminalization of sexual activity between same-sex adults, and is a climate change denier. Well, I mean, he's checking all the mega boxes. He also might just believe dinosaurs and humans existed at the same time. Many, if not most, of these beliefs are now standard Republican orthodoxy, to the point where every name to replace Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker was an election denier of some sort. But Speaker Johnson also worked on behalf of a cause that many hardcore Trump-aligned evangelical Christian Republicans haven't endorsed. Belief in what's generally called Young Earth Creationism, that's YEC, Young Earth Creationism, revolves around the scientifically debunked and evidence-free idea that the creation days of Genesis 1 were six literal 24-hour days, which occurred 6,000 to 12,000 years ago, according to the prominent YEC website, Answers in Genesis. As such, the planet is around 10,000 years old, with every record of anything older either fake or misinterpreted, or perhaps placed by God. I guess I'm not clear.
And they don't believe in the carbon dating or the radioactive half-life, Doms. They don't believe in the science so much.
But they believe in all these other things. This is really amazing because you can challenge a scientific hypothesis. It's literally the scientific method. But I digress. Daily Dot continues. And because fruit trees were created before any sea creatures and birds were created before dinosaurs, the great beasts were saved from the great flood by Noah himself, who crammed his ark full of the juvenile species of terrible lizards. Speaker Johnson actively
worked T-Rex on the ark?
And help fund the belief that the Earth is an infant on the geological scale and that humans and dinosaurs peacefully coexisted. Before his election to the House, Johnson worked as a spokesperson and senior attorney for what's now known as the Alliance Defending Freedom, a legal advocacy group, easy for me to say, working to erase the boundary between church and state. Yeah, they don't like that boundary. In this capacity, now new Speaker Johnson, a Louisiana state senator at the time, filed suit against the state of Kentucky on behalf of Ken Ham, who runs the same Answers in Genesis website, which serves as a quote-unquote scientific backstop attempting to justify the validity of YEC. The 2015 lawsuit by Ham demanded economic subsidies from the state's tourism-focused sales tax to realize his dream of building a Bible-based Noah's Ark theme park in northern Kentucky. Ham envisioned the monument to the real, quote-unquote, story of human creation and the flood. featuring as its centerpiece a 510-foot-long, 80-foot-wide, and 51-foot-high wooden replica, quote-unquote, of the Ark, along with museum displays on pseudoscientific topics like the Grand Canyon being formed during the flood and dioramas of Noah's workshop. According to the museum, there were at least 85 pairs of dinosaurs on Noah's Ark.
85 pairs? That's a lot of brontosaurus burgers, Tom. Are you kidding me? Have you seen the enormity of some of these dinosaurs, Don? But please continue.
It eventually would cost more than $100 million, according to Ham himself. So Ham went to the state of Kentucky for support. You know, socialist dollars, Crudy. Only to have the state subsidies withdrawn due to the blatantly religious nature of the project and Ham's plan to require employees to sign pledges they believed in the tenets of young earth creationism. Enter the new Speaker of the House, Johnson, who filed suit for Ham to get access to that money. Wow. As Johnson himself wrote in an op-ed still available on Answers in Genesis, the Ark Encounter should have access to state sales tax revenue because it would be an economic boon to the region that was protected by the First Amendment. Quote, Kentucky officials are smart to enthusiastically embrace the Ark Encounter and the millions of tourists that the park will welcome to the area from every viewpoint, race, color, religion, and creed. Young Earth creationism has been almost completely rejected by the scientific establishment due to its reliance on faith as opposed to scientific evidence. In one Gallup survey, as many as 98% of members of the American Association for the Advancement of Science believe that humans evolved over hundreds of thousands of years, a view that 75% of Americans share. Answers in Genesis repeats the 98% figure as proof of how rigged the scientific establishment is. But to Johnson, the question of whether the state of Kentucky should financially incentivize creationism wasn't just a religious or scientific issue, but one of free speech, concluding his op-ed by claiming, quote, if the secularists were truly proponents of the First Amendment, as they claim, they would want to welcome that civic discourse and tremendous economic development rather than stamp it out. When the ARC project sails, everyone will benefit, even those who are blatantly, stubbornly trying to sink it.
Dominic, my understanding, I've been doing a little Googling of the Ark Encounter. Apparently, it was closed for a while during the pandemic. I've heard perhaps longer, but they say, on average, visitors spend 3 to 4 hours at the Ark Encounter. However, if you're a history buff or have a particular fascination with Noah's Ark, you may want to allocate more time to fully immerse yourself in the experience. Leave time for immersion, Dom.
Do I have to be nice about that? I mean, if someone, and I believe in the scientific, you know, I believe in science, I believe in those things. Again, you can repeat experiments and you can test, you know, hypotheses. That's what's kind of what you do. It's not a thing of faith. And when someone claims, oh, the earth is 6,000 years old, I mean, am I supposed to like accept that as a what, justified, normal, religious, you know what I'm saying? It's just hard. How do I be nice to people like that? The earth is obviously not 6,000 years old. And just because you claim that it is doesn't make it so. And perhaps the new Speaker of the House is one of those folks. We certainly defended them. Now, does he have that belief? You know, that'd be a great question for some journalists to ask if they don't get shouted down from the mega GOP.
Dominic, the Ark Encounter is still open, apparently, although it's closing soon today. You can attend for just $64.08. You know, if you're a history buff, or if you're fascinated by Noah's Ark and how it could possibly accommodate, you know, not just Dino, but that big-ass brontosaurus. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. Yabba dabba doo. It is the Happier Happy Hour. Crudy does DC. Come back with us.
We'll have a gay old time.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's
It's Rivalry Week as Carroll University football travels to Kenosha to play the Firebirds of Carthage for the Old Musket Trophy this Saturday, October 28th. The Pioneers earned the Musket the last 2 years, with a win could bring it home to Waukesha for the third year in a row. Catch all of the action live with Don and Johnny. Pre-game at 12:30, kickoff at 1. Carroll at Carthage for one of the oldest rivalries this Saturday on the Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Shaw,
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.